VentureCast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like with my son, I bought him some very exclusive sneakers. They're Travis Scott's. I bought them. They're the PlayStation Travis Scott Dunks. I bought them during the controversy of his concert when people died. So they were like, the price just plummeted. And I was like, he just wants them because they're PlayStation. You know, he care less that they're Travis Scott's. Right. He just wanted PlayStation shoes. He's a big gamer. So I bought them 3 months ahead of his birthday. By the time I gave them to him, they tripled in price. So they're at like $3,800 right now. He's like, his first thing when he goes, let's sell them and get the money.
Right.
Yeah, like I've been buying stock in crypto since 2016 when I reached a certain level of financial success. And I was teaching him about finances. And my girl, my mom walked in and they're like, what are you doing? He's just a baby. I go, pause. Who taught you about finances? Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah.
Right? Excuse me. I go, see, that's the thing with a lot of us come from backgrounds where no one teaches you about finances. You learn on your own. Mm-hmm. Or you learn by watching other people struggle. I was blessed to meet some really successful people that were like, who put me up on game, right? So I've taught him. He has stock. I have crypto. I bought like in the beginning, so that, and it's, you know, it's safe. It's in its safe. It's on a ledger. He knows. I was like, even when we were struggling, she's like, just cash some of it out. I was like, because God forbid, if something happened to me, I'll be damned if my son's gonna be throwing a car wash to give me a funeral. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us, like where we come from, nobody buys life insurance.
I have it, but yeah.
Yeah, see, right? Because you don't want to. We were like, dang, we're just trying to survive now, right?
Yep.
Do you encourage, once your kid is old enough, are you going to encourage them into investing or certain things?
Unfortunately, like, I am very ignorant when it comes to investments. Like, that's something that I have been wanting to gain knowledge in. I just haven't. I've been so like working towards a goal to even get to a point where I can even save a little bit of money. So gotcha. Now that I'm in a position where I am in a whole different bracket than what I was before, I have the power to save and start looking into investments and things like that. But before, like I said, a year ago, it was paycheck to paycheck. So.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think for a lot of us, because we do live paycheck to paycheck, but I think even when you do get to a certain level of financial success or freedom, it is time to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to evolve your mindset. And for that, I always made sure, like, nah, I'm just going to put this away for him. I know if I kept the cash, I was going to blow it. I was going to, you know, if I kept the, I can't keep cash on me. It's just not going to happen. Even in a bank account.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, I can hold money in a bank account.
A woman.
Yeah, but then I also just like now I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah.
What do I do with this? Like, do I just keep saving it? And then I'm like, no.
That's why you should probably talk to a financial advisor, right? Because these people are trained to manage and make better moves. This is, it's like, if you're an athlete, you go see a personal trainer, right? Well, when you become an adult, you should see a financial advisor. They teach you the best way to secure a nest egg and retirement. Because a lot of us at our age, we don't think about retirement. Mm-hmm. With the way we're going, the way the economy is, we're going to be working until we're freaking 90. Yeah.
No, luckily, the field that I chose, like, it's made me very aware of what it's going to cost me when I'm older. Because that's what I do. I manage people's care when they're older. So I see, okay, well, I better have, you know, money set aside for if I need home care. I need to have money aside for if I have to go into, you know, one of these long-term living facilities, things like that.
I've been one of those luxury millionaire retirement facilities out there in Livermore, I think. Mm-hmm. And man, those people, they pay a $500,000 for a one bedroom, but they have on-call nurses. Everything's gifted to them, like it's on call. They have their own golf course. Like, there is no threat in that community for them. And I'm thinking, there's no way
$500,000.
Half a mil, and they still got money. They got, now some of them I've been in, it was like a damn house.
Well, like I said, some of my clients pay, you know, almost $20,000 a month. That's a month. Like, if I had a I couldn't even have a $20,000 a month.
I'm not gonna lie, I fucked up $20,000 in a month. I fucked up $36,000 in a month. Not gonna lie. That was,
I never had $20,000 in a month to mess up. And, you know, eventually I hope to get to that point. Yeah. But, yeah, no.
Yeah. You got a good head on your shoulders and you got a good career ahead of you. Where do you think, what do you plan on being 5 years from now?
If you would have asked me that like 2 years ago, I probably would have had an answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're
out. Yeah. My life is so like changing week by week that I don't know. Part of me would like to, you know, you work so hard to get this degree and build up your career in this specific field that it's hard to imagine just dropping that to pursue modeling full time.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, why not? Yeah, why not? I never know where that will take me, and I won't know unless I try. So I'm thankful because I have a lot of people around me who support me and who are pretty much just with whatever I'm with. So I hope to, that's my kind of goal this year, is to figure out what my next step is.
Gotcha.
Because I may have to quit my job and pursue modeling, or maybe write my book. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
What do you say are some of your biggest influences in life? Events or people, places?
My biggest influences?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say my family, like both good and bad.
Yeah.
Like just different people around me. I've been blessed with successful people, not so successful people. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of been able to see where I hope to fall at, you know? And all I know is just to keep going and push forward, and anything that I do it, you know?
Yeah.
With my best effort. Gotcha. So.
All right. You're a hip hop head, right? What would you say? What's your genre type of music? Me, I'm very different. I like jazz. I like country. I like a lot of Louisiana jazz. Like, maybe in my past life, I was born down there. I should be down there right now, maybe. I don't know. But I just love so much to party. I love Southern. I'm a cook. You probably wouldn't know what the food you had today. that was off. That was bad. But I'm a big cook, and maybe I just love Southern food. Right.
I love Southern food. Oh my gosh, I love cooking.
Yes. I do boiling crab here once a month. I do.
That was the invite, right?
Yeah, I got you. I got people okay. Always like, dude, it's every weekend. So I got people come over every weekend and I'm cooking.
Nice.
Yeah, like I said, I've been cooking since I was 8. What you got today, I apologize. I had so much shit. I had hella Zoom meetings today.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, but what would you say is your genre of music? Like, what's your go-to in your playlist?
It really depends on my mood. Like, yeah. If I'm, I don't know. Like, in my younger years, I listened to a lot of country, even some rock. Like, yeah. I feel like that was because I was, like, really depressed and just traumatized with my life at the moment. And those are really, like, yeah. Sad songs that make you feel what you're going through. So music has always been my outlet. I would say I don't have, like, a specific favorite genre. I listen literally
Who's
to everything.
Who's your favorite artist?
I couldn't even choose. I listen to, like, a lot of local people, too. I'm friends with a lot of the local artists in my city. And so it's... I don't know. Yeah. Anything that touches me. Anything that makes me feel, you know.
Yeah.
So, and that could be a rap song. That could be a hip-hop song. That could be R&B. Anything.
All right. So, if you had to choose. So, this will be, you know, if you had to choose. Questions. Biggie or Pac? If you had a choice.
Pac. Hands down. Yeah. Hands down.
All right. Alicia Keys or Beyonce? Ooh, you know.
That is a tough one. I would definitely say I'm a bigger Beyonce fan than Alicia Keys.
Okay.
But I feel like that's just because she's put more time and work in songs and... And maybe I'm wrong and I'm just ignorant to Alicia Keys, but like, I don't feel like Alicia Keys produced the same amount in the same, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Same noise, maybe, that Beyonce did for the length of time that she has.
Yeah. Favorite food?
Favorite food?
I know you love Southern food.
I do love Southern food.
But if you were like, for me, when I travel, if I go to Sac, or if I go to the city, I already know what restaurants I need to go to. But I'm always down to try new things. What is it? Would you say soul food or Mexican food?
I eat so much of both. Like, yeah. That's an equal to me. Now, if you were to say, like, Mexican and Chinese, like, I don't really eat everybody's Chinese food. So,
okay.
Not all of it tastes good or the same. And same with any... I mean, that's with any food. But I don't know. I just, for some reason, don't like Chinese food out like that.
Okay.
I would say over home-cooked, like, definitely soul food. Mm. Like...
Okay.
Yeah, my son's grandma.
Since you're from up here, yeah. I'm going to ask you a Bay Area question. Mac Dre or E-40?
Ooh.
Let's get down to it.
I have to say, personally, like for me,
yeah.
E-40, just because I listen to more of him. Like, of course, everybody slaps Mac Dre, and that's a Bay Area thing, and that's a whole thing. But again, it's like E-40 is still producing music, so I listen to more
He's
so
such a
him.
Mogul. That's Uncle Earl right there, man.
Yes. So I don't really see it. I don't know. It's like Mac Dre's, yes, the vibe of the Bay, but E-40's put in work himself, so. Mm-hmm.
The body of work, plus the entrepreneurship of what he's done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wine, liquor. He's
more
coming.
Than just a rapper.
Yeah, more than just a rapper. Real estate.
Right.
He's put other people up on game and helped them invest. Yeah, he's invested in tech. Yeah. Okay. And then Android or Apple?
Apple, of course. I have two iPhones right here.
Come on now.
I've had Apple. As a matter of fact, like when I remember when it was my freshman year of college, and my foster parents were like, okay, look, we're all getting iPhones, and I wanted to stick to the keyboard for some reason. So I went and got the keyboard, and then I saw them all with their iPhones, and I was like, no, I want the iPhone now. So I went and got the iPhone, and I have not turned back ever since.
I got you. It's hard. It's hard to transition back over to the other side.
I feel like Android is more advanced. Like, I feel like you can do... I didn't like Android simply because I like a simple phone to use. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Apple was that.
Gotcha. Spicy food or not spicy?
How spicy are you talking?
Whatever you prefer, spicy.
I don't know. If it's too spicy, I start to like feel nauseous and stuff. I don't know what it is, but if something is way too spicy, I can't take it. So I do like some spice in my food, mm-hmm. but like, no, I don't. So I've recently discovered I've changed my language in when I say I don't like seafood. Mm-hmm. I don't say I don't like seafood anymore because I just didn't grow up eating it. So like I just had my first piece of crab in like the last year. Like, oh, wow. I have not experienced seafood like that. So more and more I keep trying to try different things, but like I haven't even ate a whole crab boil.
Oh, okay. To myself, I do boiling crab once a month here. Mm-hmm. The Louisiana stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you're gonna have to come over for that night.
Yeah, I am big on like textures. Mm-hmm. So like I can't do anything too chewy. I don't like the fishy taste.
Yeah,
so.
Me either. I'm not a fish. I do like sushi though. Something about it.
I've even tried sushi. Yeah, I've been definitely trying to expand my taste buds because mm-hmm. I realized that all these years, like 25 years, I was like, oh, I don't like seafood. And then I realized, like, girl, you don't even know what seafood tastes like half the time. Like, what are you talking about? You don't like seafood. So I'm more open to trying different things. There are certain things I'm not interested in trying, like mm-hmm. oysters. I don't know if I can do.
I liked oysters for a while. I like them grilled. Instead of like fresh, can't do the fresh. But how about I forgot. Oh, I was gonna tell you. You know, you get new case books every 6 to 8 days. Really? So what you didn't like last week, you could probably like this week.
I believe that because I want to try Brussels sprouts because
I got some right here.
I haven't had them as an adult because I didn't like them as a kid. Mm-hmm. But then again, I didn't like asparagus as a kid, but now I realize it was just because my great aunt was overcooking it. Like,
yeah.
Now I like it. I like a little crunch to mm-hmm. the asparagus. Yes, and spinach. Spinach is the same thing. I would like, but I also was like forced to eat everything on my plate. Yeah. So I also hated it for that reason too. Like, I didn't want to eat it in the first place, and now I really have to eat it. And it just was soft and mushy, and I didn't like it. So.
I was the same way about pancakes when I was little.
Yeah.
I know, like, really? Everybody make pancakes hella fluffy, but the way I make them, they're hella thin and crispy on the edges. And my family loves the way I cook them. Because it's different. I use hella butter.
Butter.
Hella butter.
I know.
It is not a healthy meal.
Right.
Right. And so I don't make that too often.
I don't like the oiliness that comes with those kind of pancakes.
I got an air fryer for a reason.
I haven't used the air fryer.
Not for pancakes though, but for like other things like what you had.
Yeah.
Throw that.
Right.
Oil. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like super things that are super greasy and things like that.
My son's like that. He's became he's almost a complete vegetarian. He doesn't drink cow milk, drinks almond milk. He doesn't eat red meats. He'll have chicken. That's the only meat he eats.
I love chicken.
Yeah, same here.
I will eat chicken probably 6 days out of the week.
I could fuck up some carne asada tacos, I can tell you mm-hmm. that.
I can too, but then again, you also got to be careful about where you get that from, because different people, I feel like, use different fatty. Yes. Like, I don't like when there's a bunch of fat in them.
No. No, mine's pretty lean. I would say, yeah, I don't, like, I think the only thing I really cook with a lot of fat is the adobo. I'm part Filipino, mm-hmm. so...
We love Filipino food.
Oh, yeah, I get down on the Filipino food. My friends come over.
Yep, and sit. Oh, yeah. My gosh. gosh, when I was pregnant with my son, I worked at a skilled nursing facility and half of my coworkers were Filipino. Yeah. Not even exaggerating. And
it's a whole stereotype of Filipinos and nurses.
Yes. They'd be like, I feed the baby. Feed the baby. They would give me like 3 plates and I loved it because nobody judged me ever.
Yes.
When I was pregnant for eating 3 plates.
Yes.
I gained 80 pounds because of them. It's terrible. I worked every single weekend during my pregnancy. So yeah. We had potlucks every weekend.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, I was eating 3 plates.
Yeah. In Filipino culture and like Samoans, if you're a guest and we're feeding you, you're going to get fed well.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No. Lots of carbs.
Yes.
Lots of carbs. And I noticed that not all Filipinos are the same, because I could go to a different Filipino house every night and it'll be cooked different. Everybody right. cooks it different, right? I've been to Filipino houses where they make spaghetti with hot dogs and ketchup. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm good. This is a struggle meal. I'm like, I can't do that, right? I'm like,
hot dogs and ketchup.
I know. It's a thing. It's a Filipino thing, you know? I make my adobo with the pork shoulder, chop it up, brown it. Boil it with 2 liter of Coke, and then I put a double seasoning in a little tea infuser. Boil it with that, and I'll add some maybe sweet and sour and vinegar.
Wow!
And I'll boil it till that meat is just falling apart, and then I'll make fried rice on the side.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're like, what the fuck was that
right.
on here?
Right. No.
This guy, right? Right? I know. I'm messing up. All right. I think that wraps it up for today. And I thank you so much for coming on my show. It was an honor to have you putting the pressure on these skinny bitches. Yes. Let them know you're coming.
But I'm all for my skinny bitches, too. Yeah. I'm all
no shame.
For, right. I'm all for positivity and great loving themselves. So.
That's right. That's yes. right. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Y'all make sure y'all look out for my girl right here. You want to give any information for your social media or how people can find you or contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram at that one girl Lexi, I also have my website, alexisdene.com, for any booking information, or if you just want to see my portfolio to potentially use me, go for it.
All right. Thank you guys again. This right here, John Boyd the Great, the No Judgment Podcast.
Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electricast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Electricast.